You can get the Carrie and Tommy catch-up wherever, whenever. And if you're looking to get in control of your bill payments, choose BPAY, because they're in your corner. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
You know how everyone's trying to go viral because? I've got the secret. Stained pants.
I mean, it's certainly a viral of sorts, isn't it?
It is. It looks viral, yes.
Yes, it does look viral.
I put a picture up on the gram of pants, which, as you know, I only wear jeans, and so I took the leap into the world, the pant world, just recently.
They're a caramel chino, is that what you describe them as?
Are they chinos?
Or are they a cargo pant? I hope they're not a cargo pant. Are you wearing cargo
pants? I hope
they're
not either.
What is that pant?
Am I
then
wearing slacks? Oh, God.
You're wearing slacks.
Am I a guy in slacks?
You're a guy in slacks.
No. Oh,
that's
gosh,
like me wearing a cardigan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're in slacks.
I'm a slack wearer.
Yeah. And the thing about slack wearers is they often have little patches around that area.
Yes.
Post-bathroom that they haven't, they just don't pay attention to.
And,
so,
and because it's men of a certain age, you don't know whether the stain has come from the inside or the outside.
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay,
is that what's happened here? Because I'm looking at a picture on your Instagram, a lot of comments on it. This must be the most commented on post you've had for a while.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, round circles, white around your crotch.
Yes.
That is kind of looked like you were trying to remove some tiny little stains that were on there.
Yeah, that's Philly cheesesteak stains.
It's
so
what?
I was Philly cheesesteak. I was eating a Philly cheesesteak, which
what's
is not
a, what's
a
Philly
slack
cheesesteak.
Like a sub, but with like chopped up steak and cheese, and it's delicious, all melted in. It's delicious,
right,
because but it is an oil prone dish, not a slack.
Oh, this
dish
is an oil stain, is it?
Yes.
Right.
And so I thought I would get on it with a bit of stain remover, and I found this stain remover in the cupboard that had like a that's what the circles are from, because it was like a ball,
so
that
it
you
Sard?
Push and then rub it in.
Sard?
It was purple, but I am colorblind. I think it was purple though. Anyway.
Because growing up we used to use Sard Wonder Soap, and now they've got Sard in a little stick. But you do kind of have to wash that out a bit, otherwise it does a bit of that.
That's not what it said on the thing. It said just put it on, let it soak for 1 to 2 minutes, and then wash it. And
did
so
you
that's
soak
what
it?
I did. I didn't soak it. No, because I put it in the washing machine. That's
you
that
said,
machine's
it,
job.
You just said it, let it soak it for 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah, but put it on and let it sit for 1 to 2 minutes.
Oh, not soak. Let it
no
sit. Just sit out of the washing machine for 1 to 2 minutes.
So,
and
but then
put
it did ruin the pants. So maybe I got a step wrong. Because then what's come out of it? It didn't even get the oil out. So it was meant to get rid of the oil and leave the slacks as good
just
as new.
Just taking the colour out of your pants.
It's left a bright white round mark around the oil and kind of highlighted it and framed it and made it look like three splodgy bits with oil in the middle.
You should have just used spray. There's great sprays.
Well, I thought this ball thing was going to be great.
You can get Vanish, you can get, I mean.
So hang on, what do you think's happened? Do you think I've left it? Because I thought I'd left it on too long.
Well, I often use it and then I scrub it to get the stain out, and then I wash it off a bit and then I throw it in the wash.
That should be
a
step on the bottle.
When it's my kids' stuff, I just kind of spray it and throw it in, to be honest. But I do find with stains, you do need to let them sit for a while. Got to soak in a bit, mate.
Well, I got many comments saying that I should have used dishwashing detergent to get it out.
Really?
Yes, they said for oil. Sonda's giving us a thumbs up.
Amazing.
Yeah, so everybody out there, if you get a bit of Philly cheesesteak oil on your slacks, just use some dishwashing detergent and that should get it out. Toot sweet.
Yeah, and the other thing you've learned is no more slacks. Go back to your jeans.
No, thank you.
You only wash your jeans once a year or something anyway, don't you? So much easier.
No, I just tell people I do that because they think it's disgusting if I say otherwise.
Oh, you don't ever wash them?
Yes, I do. Once a year.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Same, but backwards.
It's
your permitted with my
isn't it an interesting
my jacket off
game?
Hold on. Got to take my watch off and my jacket off. I don't want to feel constricted.
Isn't your jacket where you keep all your cheating?
No.
You don't want to take that off.
No. I just have lost the last couple of ones. I've lost spirit.
Yeah, because it got uncovered that you were cheating grossly.
I wasn't cheating. Do
a few
not
weeks
believe
ago
him. It's defamatory.
And how have you gone since the cheating revelations?
How have I gone since
Jesse.
I was I'll honest and Jesse owned up to the fact that nothing had happened that was untoward?
You tried to cheat. And Jesse, since that incident, let's call it what it was, an allegation of cheating.
And it wasn't even me. It was Sonda.
Since then.
She's lost three in a row.
Yes, she has.
It wasn't
Imagine
even
if this
me.
Had happened from the start, you wouldn't have won one. Oh, you should be thrown off the world circuit.
I wasn't even
you should
an
be
accomplice.
Disgraced. You and Lance Armstrong. Get your eye together.
Come on, let's do it.
All right, number one.
Oh, Carrie. Medusa.
Oh,
lose control.
Caitlin is there with you. Is she telling you now?
And Becky Hill and the Good Boys.
Stop it! Just because you're a loner with no one in the room with you, don't get angry.
Okay.
All right, number two.
Come
here.
It's Britney Circus.
One all. Alrighty, number three.
I know the song. Who sings it?
Tommy.
Oh.
Tommy.
Who sings it? Yes, who sings it?
Weekend, Can't Feel My Face.
Oh!
Yes! Oh! Tommy takes the lead.
Oh, shivers.
Oh, shivers.
Got too cocky with the first one right. I can't remember. Okay.
All right, to stay in the game, Vicmore, number four.
Oh, Tommy, Black Eyed Peas, Shut Up.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh, no!
Four in a row since the cheating allegations. She's done, folks.
I'm just trying to make it a good back half of the year, mate. Just trying to level up. Remember last year? We were even, and then I took it home on the last day.
Which I realise now you were cheating.
I wasn't. We were in the room together and there was no one else there.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Doing it all thanks to BPay. They can help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank and see if BPay is right for you guys.
Oh, best bit, you can trust BPay to move your money when you want to.
Because suppose if I said to you, instead of using BPay to pay your bill, how about give me the money and I will take it directly to the person? Would you do that?
No, thank you. I want an easier and secure way to do it. That's and you're why. Not easy or secure. Well, That's you're why. The first part, but you're not the second part.
That's why you should use BPay instead of me.
Coming up in the show, something's happened with our team. They're all being weird. One in particular, Belle's just, she's barely been around today because apparently there's something she needs to discuss with us, which is happening later in the show. So I don't know if you've done something that you need to tell me about either. But
Belle said the scary words. She said, I'm shook. Just before. So find out why producer Belle is shook coming up.
But coming up next, we're going to catch up with Pete and Bridge Hellier because they've written a brand new book about the stresses of travelling all over the world and around Australia with your kids. We're going to do it next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you were thinking about bringing out a book about holidaying, I reckon now would be the perfect time to bring that book out.
Especially if it's got an international focus.
Absolutely. However, it is the perfect time because who plans their holidays the moment they're going on holiday? No, you plan your holiday before you want to go on holiday, which is now we've got so much time to plan it, which is perfect because Peter Hellier and his wife Bridget Hellier have bought out a book, Trippin' with Kids, and they join us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hi, thank you.
This is genius.
Yeah, we're calling this next 6 weeks in Victoria a plandemic. this is where we plan our holidays and we start dreaming about what could be.
Well, you know what? One of the holidays I have been most jealous of, you're always jealous when you hear of other people's holidays, was I'm going to guess maybe 6 years ago or 7 years ago, you were telling me about a holiday you and Bridge took around the world where you went to Europe with your kids.
Yep.
And I think Oscar was quite young at that point. And I remember thinking, oh, to be that adventurous with my kids. You had no fear, you set off, and you came back and said it was one of the greatest adventures of your life. And from that point on, I thought, I got to travel more. You inspired me to travel more with my kids.
Well, we decided really early on, when I say really early on, we had three boys, Oscar was two, and we just decided we didn't want to put off travelling any longer. Like, Bridge, you know, travelled a lot before she met me. I travelled a lot before I met Bridge. Travelling was always really important to us. And we're in this mindset where we're like, we'll travel when the kids get older. So we just really wanted to encourage parents not to put off travelling. Because right now, it's a little bit bittersweet when we've been,
looking back at your trips.
Because Liam's in year 12 now. So all of a sudden, we don't know how many more family holidays we have.
Oh, stop it.
Hello, Bridge. Sorry, I don't mean to make you cry on radio, but it's kind of true.
Bridge, I mean, how different are the, Pete just said you travelled a lot before you met him and before kids. How different, because I don't have kids and I imagine holidays just aren't holidays, but obviously this book proves it wrong. How different are the holidays with the kids as to before?
Well, there's no romantic sunset cruises or, late night nightclubs or anything like that happening. But we pretty much do what we want to do in a shorter probably amount of time. So a visit to a museum or something, not 5-hour visit, but an hour and a half sort of run around.
Oh, that sounds like hell even for me now.
I'm totally fine with that too.
I remember someone saying this, and it is so true, that going on holiday with kids is just removing all the things you need in life that make having children and parenting them easy, all the structures you have in your house and in home, and then making life really hard for yourself, because you still need all of that when you're on holidays, only you don't have it. However, as a parent, when you look back at some of the greatest times you've had with your kids, even though they were so full on at the time, they are usually those moments when you've experienced something new together on holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, I remember that we were in Krakow and I had to drag Liam away from the lunch table and took him down an alleyway and just shouted, actually swore at him, dropped an F-bomb in front of him just because, I needed to get his attention. I tend to forget a lot of those moments.
Yeah, so you still fight on holidays.
Yes. You still fight on holidays. But the overwhelming memories
that
we have.
That's not in the book, though, that you made afterwards, is it?
The
photo book.
The publishers may have taken it out. But we just have the greatest memories and from, backpacking around, Europe or going around France or the US. I just think it's what a great time to really encourage parents to not put it off any longer.
Hey, Bridge, can I ask what kind of traveller Pete is? Because usually in a pair, there's the one that's really organised, gets the train on time, is never rushing, and then there's the one that's dragging the suitcases 2 hours behind and is late everywhere. What's Pete like?
Yeah, Peter's the latter. He will be, run towards the aeroplane. I want to be 2 hours early. I don't think I could let Pete organise. I really like to organise things, but I honestly think we would miss everything if he was to organise it anyway. He just doesn't get anxious about being late.
Bridge, I feel like this whole we're in it together thing's starting to slip apart.
It's like our great nation.
Team effort, I know. It's on the war cabinet. No, it's Bridge organises the holidays. She really does. And there's stuff in the book that I didn't even notice she was doing. Like this, have you heard of dryer sheets? Dryer sheets.
No. Tell
them about dryer sheets, Bridge.
Dryer sheets are great for lots of things. They you put them in your dryer, as that's, I guess, what they were invented for. But I put them in our suitcase when we're travelling around because they make the suitcase smell nice. So, when you unzip after 24 hours of travelling around. Yeah, and it's, I don't know, I just popped them in and Pete's never known about it until we started writing the book.
You've got to be organised for things like that to work, though, because I forget to wash my clothes, let alone wash my dryer sheets. So it'd be just another stinky sheet that I'd be chucking in.
You end up wearing the dryer sheets, Tommy.
You throw them away. You don't wash them.
Bridge, I wanted to ask you about working with Pete, because you mentioned the other night that you submitted pages of writing to him and you were quite nervous about doing so. Did you actually submit them like you would a kind of a test to a teacher? Is that what actually happened?
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure what exactly it was to start, but... and then kind of just pretended I didn't do it and went about my day, and he would have read it when he had a chance. So I don't think I really spoke to him. I was just so nervous. I just thought, I'll wait for him to come up and say, that was good or that was really good.
Say she had submitted something that wasn't good. So clearly she can write, which is, no doubt, it's Bridget Hellier, But say she had submitted something, how would you have dealt with it? How does it work in your relationship? Would you have been blunt about it? Would have you just...
I would have said to the publishers, can you come up with a reason why this book can't go ahead?
Really?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I haven't thought of it. I was just so relieved that they were good, and Bridge is a really wonderful writer. But I think so. I don't think I could have that conversation.
It's a big gamble doing business with your partner.
It's a bigger gamble saying to your partner, "This can't go ahead because you're no good." That's a gamble.
Hey, you guys were on the project the other night, and Tommy was saying off air. Did you offend Bridget?
Bridge, I'm scared because I'm close with Pete, and we've worked a lot together, travelled a lot together, and spent a lot of time hanging out. But I haven't had the pleasure of hanging out with you a lot. So when we were interviewing you on the project, I was keen to impress, but I'm scared I might have offended you.
Did you say? No, not at all.
I'm not sure. There was one moment I think Pete, I thought he was going to say we have Friday night drinks, and then he might have gone a bit too far and. Was it the look on my face or?
No. What else happens
on a Friday night?
Oh, let's just say this. And things that happen at the Chipping With Work office, that maybe it'll happen on a regular office. There's no HR department.
What did you say, Tommy, that you thought might have offended it?
No, that moment made me laugh a lot because that was Pete alluding to, obviously, some shenanigans going on that Bridge's face told a completely different story about how those shenanigans were long in the past. No, Bridge, I mentioned that Pete and you have travelled around the world, and so Pete would have heard the sentence in a lot of different languages of, look at that guy, he's batting way above his average. And
cheap joke.
It was a cheap joke, yes, but I thought you might have mistook what I was meaning.
No, I mean, I probably, Pete will attest to this, it takes me a while to get jokes, so an awesome wife for a comedian.
Yeah, it does.
It's helpful when you're to you.
So I probably felt like I didn't have enough time to think about it and then laugh and then comment, so I just went with a comment that came straight out.
Well, that's fine, as long as I thought maybe it was meant to be complimentary towards you, but I thought
maybe... But how would it be offensive? Why should I be offended?
Apologise to me, mate.
No, you basically said...
That I'm batting above my, my average. Where's the apology for me?
No, because it's accurate.
You get told that all the time about your girlfriend.
Absolutely. And Pete said exactly the same thing to me. So there's no way I'm apologising.
But why is it offensive to the girlfriend or to Bridge?
No, I just thought Bridge maybe mistook what I was saying.
Right.
And I didn't know that he was a term that you were familiar with. And I thought... Yeah, that's all.
What do you mean a term she's familiar with?
she's Australian.
Well,
right?
in that case, Bridge.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
Give me more laughter next time, please.
It is a brilliant book, Tripping with Kids. It's got heaps of stuff about travelling around Australia as well.
Yeah, a big focus is travelling in Australia. So it's not all about overseas. Half of it is in Australia. It's got so many great places to visit in this big brown land. So
Father's Day's coming up.
I know.
Yeah, work out where you're going to go with Dad.
Yeah, you may have a dad who's been a bit lazy or a bit reluctant to, hit the road and take you on holiday. So, Father's Day.
Go check it out. Buy it now at all good bookstores. Is that what I say?
Even the crappy ones, to be honest. Online. It's a good point. If you are in Victoria, you can book online, order it through Booktopia, a great Aussie company.
Great.
Thanks, Bridge.
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Ooh, this is exciting because Marchi has crawled out of the audio studio and emerged into the light and has joined us in the studio. G'day, Marchwa.
Hello, guys.
What's happening?
Good. A few months ago, it might have been actually right at the start of the year, I brought you a dilemma about an argument my partner Josh and I were having over him thinking it was okay to share my toothbrush. And I've got yet another bathroom-based dilemma.
Great.
God, it's fun in your household, isn't it?
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
use the same towel for your face and ass.
Or not to
use the same towel for your face and ass.
This is interesting, Marsh, because this, you failed to mention, this also comes off the back of do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
Which was another one of yours.
I mean, I feel like the answer lives in a bit more detail, which order are they happening?
So Josh keeps track of which side of his towel he's using on his face
and his bum
every day. He says, only use the side with the tag on my face and the other one. And I'm like, you've just washed it all. It's all the same.
Yeah, here's what I would say about that. If you are washing well, it shouldn't matter.
Exactly.
And is that true, or is that a man who just is justifying his own arse to face towel?
Well, I just find it unbelievable from someone who's willing to use my toothbrush but won't use his own towel on the other side of his face.
I wonder where.
Yeah.
Where right. He thinks you're sticking your toothbrush.
I mean, I don't really know where my towel's been at any given time, on which family member and mate, which part of their or my body.
The amount of fake tan that is on your towels, it makes it look like you've just used them solely towels, on mate. Your arms anyway.
Rookie error, dark towels. Now, we just, we're very, the towel situation in our house is hard to keep on top of. It's a very communal towel situation. Oh,
God. Yeah. Yeah, Marshy, it's very interesting because then what do you do? You have two towels the whole time.
No, he has one towel, but he can tell me which side is the face side and which side is the bum side this week.
So what's your problem with it?
Oh, I just find it you want way him to have too two. Pedantic.
Or you just want him to wash his face with either end and not care? Is that what you're
yeah,
getting
exactly.
at?
Yeah, exactly. He yelled at me for just...
being so disgusting.
For just drying myself yeah. like normal. Yes.
I'm in your corner all the way. What do you do in your... situation in your bathroom?
Me, I have 17 different towels for each different part of the body. No, I definitely am using the same towel for my bum and my face, but under the condition that I feel like I've washed properly.
Yes, yeah, so it's neither here nor there which part of your body it's going on.
Yes.
Would Nat use your towel?
I think so, because where we're staying at the moment just has, like, I wouldn't know. We don't
which
have separate coloured towels.
Which is yours and which is hers. Yes.
I have had an argument with an ex previously about a bar of soap that was in the shower, and she said, who's using that bar of soap and for what bit? And she had a separate face washer.
Yeah.
Well, in her family had their own face washer, but I grew up and there was just one bar of soap and the whole family ripped into that.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
And so then you're not just using that on...
And you're as dry as anything.
It's soap. It washes itself.
And there's often just a stray hair that you're guessing who comes from. My brother used to actually put a hair on it and fashion it as an S, and he thought he was like a pube version of Zorro. So, Marsh, I think it's okay.
Good, I'll go home and tell him.
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, this is exciting. It's been passed around the team a bit. We've had a few ideas, which universally I think because you've given the thumbs down to over the last couple of weeks. So I think it's time we get a win back on the board. Carrie and Tommy's Genius or Idiot. It's where we pitch an idea to the team. The team decides thumbs up, thumbs down, is the person mm-hmm. genius or an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually just sent you something because, and I'd like you to have a look at it just to give everybody an idea of the quality of content that can be brought up by the minds in this team. Can you open the email that I've sent you, please?
Okay, I'm opening it now. Yeah. Cool, I'm now you don't
have,
reading
just a... Just have a read of the
promo.
News article.
I'll just have a read of the news article.
Yeah,
hold on.
Stop. Sorry, it's automatically probably mad playing in there. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, okay. Yeah,
no.
Why can't I turn it off? Okay. Chicago designer Boris... Powell is making it work. Making what work? Oh.
Masks.
A mask you can drink in.
Yes. Now, can you have a look at the date of that news article?
It's this week, August 4.
And do you remember what I said to you just a couple of weeks ago? If you didn't, let me refresh your memory. If you want to reduce the amount of time you've got to take your mask off, you can cut a little hole in your mask and make a flap, like a little flap that has a tiny little bit of Velcro, and the flap opens, flap closed, because then you can have a durry without taking your mask off.
You could drink through a straw, couldn't you?
There we go.
Open the flap, then have a can of drink.
Yes.
Now's the time to tell you we are Boris Powell.
We are Australians.
So did you go paint it? Did you go make it for us?
We are. Let's not ruin the moment. Let's just revel in it a bit. We are Australia's Boris Powell.
Does that mean that they need to pay us because we came up with the idea? Did they hear our radio show?
If we patented it, it means they would have to pay us.
Where are they?
didn't. I don't know. They're in the States. But it looks
they're
like
Chicago.
He's selling absolute truckloads of these straw hole masks.
Maybe we should just make them anyway. We need one for coffee as well. You've got to be able to fit a little coffee cup hole and a straw, but it's got to have a flap so that the bugs don't get back in when you finish drinking.
You know what we need? A GIMP mask style zipper on the front that just zips it open. And then
imagine
zips
getting
it shut.
Your lip stuck though.
Oh my God. Imagine a tongue caught in a zipper.
Anyway, great idea, Boris.
Thanks, Pally. I had a new idea. Now, I don't know how we're going to make money off this one, but I'm just going to throw it out to the team. If I say this on radio, hey Siri, what happens?
Apparently, Siri's everywhere. Go off. Mm.
Yes. And isn't
that's
that
what
problematic?
We've been told.
Right? Yeah, it's really problematic because we all have the same name. They're all called Siri or they're all called Alexa. Why can't we choose the name of what our thing is called?
Oh, so hey, babe. Or
yes,
whatever.
Or hey, sugar, yeah. Or you know, hey, dickhead, something like that. Anything, so you can you could even.
I'd be confusing though, because Chris wouldn't know if I was referring to him or Siri or whatever.
Either way, as long as someone turns on the radio, who cares? What do you think?
Great idea. I love it. What are you calling yours?
Mum.
Hey, mum.
Hey, mum.
But
hey,
you know you can already.
Hey,
do
mum.
That,
can you
right?
tell me how to get home? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's already a thing. Like, the Alexas have, like, what word you want to choose to activate it.
Is that right?
And can you be anything?
Yeah, you just put whatever word in you want.
Well, you know what they are? Genius. Genius!
Genius! Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our last chance to win some cash this week.
Be paid. We're in your corner. And so are Carrie and Tommy with some cash. You could win $2,000.
You could win $2,000.
There is four people on the line that want to win some cold, hard cash, all thanks to BPay. All they've got to do is select a corner on this board that I spin around. If you're the only one on the corner and it spins on your corner, you win $2,000. Yes. You could all sit in the same corner if you want and split the cash. It's up to you what you want to do. Who do we have on the line first?
Sorry, before we go to the quick question. Previous days, if they've gone in one corner and it's spun up a different corner, we have jackpotted the cash to the next day. Today is the last day. What do we do? Do we spin again?
Good question. I reckon we spin again.
Great. And also, can we do it in Spanish today?
Sí.
Gracias. G'day, Sam.
Hi, guys.
G'day.
Sam, un, dos, tres, cuatro. Which one
was it? I'll go number one.
Thank you, Sam.
Now, can we do the next one in Indonesian?
Yes. No, you better do it.
Sandy, how are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you want Satu Dua Tiga or Empat?
What was that? Sorry.
Sandy, that was me counting from one to four in Indonesian. Oh. You learn something on this show. Do you want one, two, three, or four?
No, it's hard to do it.
Number three, please.
Number three.
No, do it. Which one?
Tiga.
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 Okay, and now.
What other languages can you count in?
I'm going to do in mime. G'day, Matt.
G'day, how's it going, guys?
Great. Would you like or? Which one?
Number four, I reckon.
There you go. That works well. That worked amazing. Good on you, Maddie.
And finally, we've got Lucy on the line. Lucy, do you know any Italian?
No, I don't.
Perfect.
So I need you to pick from uno, due, tre, quattro.
Yeah.
Right.
Lucy, uno, tre, and quattro are taken. So due would be all yours, or you can join the others.
I'm assuming you mean two? Is that two's left over?
Two's left over. One, three, and four are taken. What would you like, Luce?
Let's go with two.
Two. All right. So one in each
ready.
Corner.
We haven't even split. Someone is walking away with $2,000 cold, hard cash. Spin it up, Bickmore.
All right. One.
Oh, here we go.
Two, three, go.
It always changes whether she counts up or counts down. Never know. Are you there, Matt?
Yes.
Matt, You had the toughest one because you picked from a whole bunch of mimed numbers, and so it was really hard to tell. What would you spend $2,000 on?
Been out of work for a while, so probably just replenishing the savings and emergency fund, and then maybe take the family on a bit of a holiday.
Good on you, Matt. Whereabouts in Australia are you calling from?
South Australia.
Hey, mate, congratulations. You've just won $2,000.
Thank you very much. Killer. Thank you, guys. That's awesome.
All the best with Bob, Matt.
Thank you.
It's all thanks to BPay. We're in your corner.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, I need to have a little bit of a chat to you about something that we've done on the show.
Do I just need to apologise? Is it something I've done wrong? Because...
I don't know. Producer Belle is sitting next to me. I don't think I've ever seen her look more awkward. She's rubbing her tummy. She says she's feeling sick. I have no idea what's going on.
Are you pregnant, Belle? Are we having a show, baby? Is that what's going on?
No. And I think it's so unfair that Jessie's brought me into this.
Oh.
What's happening?
Oh, no, what's happening?
People should know that Belle is by far and away one of the nicest people in the world. So I feel like if you've been wronged... It's harsh.
Jessie doesn't look stressed at all. That's what's weird about all of this. What's happening? Who should speak first out of you and Jess?
I think I'm just going to take it all to the table and then people can take their own conclusions.
Oh my God. Are you going to hyperventilate?
No, what's but happening? Like I actually feel sick. Like I've been waking up and like not being able to go to sleep and having to like do research and like get to the bottom of this situation because
what's
I feel
happened?
Sick about it. Okay, well...
But hold on, you feel sick about having to talk about it on air or sick about the thing ever
the
having happened?
The actual thing. The actual thing.
Okay.
What
so
has
the
Carrie
Dennis
done
Rodman
to you?
Dinner, Jessie.
Oh, no. The what?
Dennis Rodman dinner.
The
Jessie
dinner,
found it.
Which I've paid.
Oh, my God.
$12,000
for. Oh, my God.
And you. And
the only good thing that's happened in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Carrie.
What? No, I'm just saying. I'm still. When
mean?
I have a flat day, that's the first thing I think of.
Wait.
And
wait,
I'm not even going.
Wait.
So obviously Jessie found it.
Hold on. Let's just go back to the beginning
it's
and
okay.
remind people what
I'm
we've won, Tommy.
Shaking.
What have you won, Tommy?
Well, I bought at a. I gave Jessie my credit card, and at a charity auction, he bought dinner for two with Dennis Rodman over in the States. So it's when the travel ban lifts.
Because you can use it whenever, yeah.
Yes, but I paid, I think it was actually like $15,000 and the company went halves with me because I'm going to take a listener when it gets close to the time, someone is going to win a spot and me and that lucky person get to have the experience of a lifetime dinner with Dennis Rodman.
And for you and everything
that's
happening.
And I've paid. It's come out of my account.
And how did you feel? I mean, I was here when you won it. I've never seen you more excited. How did you feel about it?
Life has changed since that moment. I'm happier. See this? Because tell me what T-shirt colour I'm wearing.
Yeah, actually, that's
yellow.
You're wearing cream.
Yellow.
Is it?
Oh, is it? I'm still colorblind. Damn it. I thought I bought a yellow T-shirt. I'd never have worn colors.
No, you've worn black and white for your whole life. Oh, now you're seeing the world in color.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Since the Dennis Rodman dinner announcement, Annabelle, what's happened?
If you've got something to tell us, I think we need a moment to breathe.
I need to reboot
to tell us something.
And now I'm breathing.
I think you need to go chat to Sonda and triple check that you're going to say if you're going to say what I think you're going to say. I think you need to talk about it first because you can't come back from whatever happens.
Maybe Sonda and I can have a chat this song.
I can't believe my T-shirt's cream.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're just joining us, we're having a little bit of a show meeting.
Chat.
Well, it's suddenly hit like DEFCON 7 because Belle was nervous and we were like, Belle, don't be nervous. You can talk to us about anything. And then she said it's about the Dennis Rodman dinner, which if you missed was a charity auction. Jessie, you had my credit card and you bought me dinner for two with Dennis Rodman on my credit card. This is my reaction at the time. I'm a little bit joyous.
Dinner for two with...
What?
Dennis Rodman.
What?
How much are you loving it?
I mean, it's the best thing ever.
Isn't it?
Jessie, if we haven't got this, you're fine.
You go on a dinner with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah! It still gives me goosebumps.
I know.
It's so exciting.
So that was about a month ago, and I've been on cloud nine since then.
Oh.
The money has come out of my account. It's been paid for. But, Belle, you're saying there is an issue now.
Jesse obviously did all the organising of this. He was the one who found this charity auction, and he was
the one that liaised with
the charity team. Once we won it, once the money came out of the accounts, I was like, great, and I started to, you know, plan as a producer. Yeah. I want to start thinking about when we can do this, who we can take, you know, start putting actions into process. I had become increasingly anxious because the last few emails that I had sent the same person who Jesse was liaising with have been left.
Bounced back?
No, just have been left without a response. So I've sent four.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Red, left on red. And then I just like have been.
Four? Hang on.
I've sent four
with no response.
Yeah. So then I started doing some research.
Who is this person? Are they from like
a girl called Tess
that runs an organisation?
Yes.
That the money would go to?
The charity. The charity that was looking after it. So she was all fine and all replying when we were asking, you know, because we're from Australia, will it be okay?
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. And she was replying.
Has she replied since the deal was done?
No.
Since the money's been changed, hey?
No. So that's why I've been coming, looking into this a bit more. And then I started. like getting into a Google hole and searching this charity site, and read some bad reviews.
Oh no! What do the reviews say?
All hope is lost. Just that the team haven't got back to people when they've won things, and they've never got them, or they've never got to do the experience. So you know, Jesse, over to you.
Yes. Hold on. So there's a chance none of this is going to happen.
I mean, I don't know, but I just have had a bad gut feeling.
Jesse.
Yes.
You're being awfully quiet, Jess.
Guys, nothing has changed. It's all fine.
There's nothing changed? Do you think we're fine?
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
Hand on your heart, you think we're going to be fine?
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't put your hand on your heart?
Absolutely.
Is it because you get confused and don't know which side it's on?
Why do you think she's not responding then? What's your reason?
Well, I assume that it's probably something to do with the fact that their office in New York, and New York is a bit of a shambles at the moment.
Yeah, but they're not four emails behind us.
No, that's true.
We've bought some of them for 15 grand.
We've been talking to the same girl. Maybe she doesn't work there anymore, right?
Hold on. So the money hasn't come back into your account? It's still gone?
No, it's gone.
Tommy?
It's gone.
What if you've lost the money and you've lost the experience?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's been keeping me up at night.
That's savings, too.
What are you going to...
That's it's not good to lose your savings for nothing. Like, you lose your savings... For
okay,
a dream
you're laying
experience.
This bit on way too thin. It's not your savings. The way you gave it up so quickly, I think you can't say that's your savings.
It was my great-great-grandfather's.
Guys, I think we're having our faith tested, and I think we just need to stay on the bandwagon.
My great-great-grandfather said on his deathbed, only use this money for dinner with Dennis Rodman. I believe they call him the worm. He's yet to play, but when he takes the league by storm, boy, will you know about it.
So when, okay, what's your next step?
Next step is that Jesse is going to call them.
Yeah.
Record it.
Obviously, time difference isn't great. Yeah, he's going to record it.
So you're going to make Jesse stay up late. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good.
Yep.
Yep. Good. Okay. Well, we look forward to an update.
Next week.
Yeah.
Mate, why are you being so? What's happening? Why can't you just do it tonight?
Yeah. No. Well, we'll do it tonight. But tonight's Friday night, and I don't know that their offices are open on the weekend.
Oh, mate, you're very defensive of this office. Oh, it's been a busy time. Oh, I don't know if they're open on a Friday night.
I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Who are you working for, us or them?
Hey, Bickers, has Jesse scammed us?
He never bit in the first place.
Jesse,
he's gone and got the new house with it.
What have you done with that money? I did wonder why you're wearing grills today.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Big week, guys.
Who wants to kick us off? Yes, it was a big week.
Guys, I'm wrapped because... amongst all the things that have happened, I learned about a sonata, which, to be honest, I did not realise was a thing.
Remember the Oscars? They read out the wrong. It was Moonlight instead of whatever I was about to say, instead of Sonata. Moonlight Sonata's a song. Anyway,
Moonlight
what was the other
sonata.
One? Sorry, Ollie's leaning in on the piano.
Nine. And just to keep people listening, later in the show we are going to play Moonlight Sonata.
Jesse Moon. Jesse went across to our music list to see if he could.
It's definitely not in our music library, so I've gone to the internet.
Is this Moonlight Sonata?
It's a really classic piece. There's like three. There's three different. What do you call them? Three different.
Composers?
No.
Sonatas? Like,
collab.
Sonatas Moonlight? Kind of thing. There's an easy, middle and hard.
Which bit's this? Is this the easy
bit? I can't remember. I think this is Movements.
Oh, can you chuck
Phil.
A hard sonata on?
Movements. Are the remix.
Are you telling us about your movements? So what are we doing? Anyway. What's your favourite sonata, 13, 10, 16? I've made a list of my favourite sonatas. Do you want to
hear them? Yeah. Well, tell me some of your sonatas.
Just quickly. There's Sonata Brand, the cereal.
Is there?
Yes.
Oh, no, Sultana Brand. Oh, my God. You're an idiot.
There is the famous guitarist, Carlos Sonata, and there is the Upper House of Australian Politics.
What about Frank?
Oh, yes. There's Frank Sonata.
My favourite Zanata is my husband. So that's our surname, Zanata.
Oh, Zanata!
But if you say it fast, like a lot of people sound like Zanata.
Do you have a lot of movements too, that's... Jody?
Yes, we have a lot of movements. There was four of us.
Oh, so there, I'm teaching you stuff, yeah?
I know, mate, it's so good. Because do you want to go next?
No, I'll let Jesse go. Jess, how's your week been?
I'm absolutely rapt that I tried to bring a game to the show earlier in the week and we stumbled across this little gem.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was a little bit of fun.
Where did that come from, mate?
I don't know.
Who's been moonlighting on pots and pans? Was
Can
that a sonata?
Play that again?
That's great.
Hey, Bickers. Now, Fee-fi, Jess, don't play it. See how many you can get out. Have a go at reciting that. Okay.
Fee-fi. There was Fee-fi in there.
Shelly, Felly, Banana, Banana. Give it to us again.
Fee-fi, Mo Merle. Have you do
Shelly,
the first bit?
Shelly, Shelly,
Felly,
Billy.
Fee-fi, Mo Merle.
Banana. Shelly, Billy, Finelli, Billy. Anna, Jack, Aranda.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Grab your partner, Dozy-do. The name game.
Oh, brought me so much joy. Yeah. Do you know what? We're all wrapped this week because I'm wrapped as well because I'm wrapped that we've known each other for a long time and finally this week you got to learn about a whole nother side of me. Mm. I'm a Fitspo. Fitspiration.
You're a Fitspiration.
50 burpees.
That's a lot in a row.
Thank you. 50
in a row.
Only took me about 5 minutes, I think, 6 minutes.
No way.
I can do 50 burpees easily.
Daniel, do you think Bickers can do 50 burpees?
Not a chance.
Mate, thank you, Daniel. I need a bit of that trash talk because that's just going to make me even more motivated, Daniel.
Mm. Yes, you will. Trash man, you are super fit.
Mate, she has got this in the bank. I'm telling you, my missus reckons she's one of the hottest chicks in the world and inspires to be like her.
What about you, Maddie?
She's smoking.
Because what's happening? Are you slowing down?
Shut up.
Okay.
Stop talking.
Okay.
No, okay. You keep talking.
I thought you were telling me to shut up.
Yeah, but I think I'll wear a radio.
It's very confusing. Okay.
It's a mental game now, Carrie. Just smash him out. You're almost there.
Six more, Bickers. Get up.
We're at 3:47. Oh
God, you've got this.
She's going to beat the time.
Bickers, last one.
The guy I want to hear from is my doubter, Daniel.
My words, Carrie.
Yes. Don't ever doubt me again, Daniel.
You absolutely smashed it. Congratulations.
I could do another 50. That's a joke. Okay. That's very much a joke.
Let's do that.
Hope, Daniel, you heard that again. I'm still sour about Daniel.
Get him back on the line.
You can trust that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up will be back again. Just like you can trust BPay to help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPay is right for you.